Our attitude toward the powers that be. Hastings, New Zealand, August 29, 1893. Caution is to be prayerfully exercised by everyone who believes the truth. There are trying scenes before us, and we need to exercise great caution, keeping the door of our lips while the wicked are before us. We shall have to meet, in our experience, with men having fanatical zeal which will provoke those who hate the truth, and it will be necessary to preserve a calm attitude and not state all we do know, for impressions will be made upon human minds that will, under the influence of Satan, grow to large proportions. There is need of watching unto prayer. The evils we shall meet have long been gathering, and like a storm, will come upon many when they least expect it. While they cannot be charged with originating the evil, they precipitated it. Charges will be made which believers cannot refute, because they have not shown wisdom in the use of either the pen or the voice. Many laws will be enacted for the government of nations calculated to oppress, and old laws that have practically become of none effect will be resurrected. We need to move forward in our work understandingly and in faith under the wise generalship of Jesus Christ. A great work is to be done for the Master in proclaiming the last message of mercy to our world, and we are dependent upon authorities and powers to find passage from one end of the world to another. And as long as we are dependent upon the powers that be, we must not divorce ourselves from them, for this is a worldwide message. We are to go forward quietly, and when our way is apparently blocked in one direction, we are to make no condemnation of the powers that be, for in thus doing we are teaching other powers how to work to hedge up our way. We are not to stir up opposing elements or provoke retaliation or revenge. The climax will come soon enough. It is already stealing on as a thief in the night. And we can speak Bible truth which will not set opposing influences at work.